Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
All right, now joining us on Thursday Night Tailgate is the first member of our 2018 Guest Hall of Fame class, and that's former Houston Oilers Pro Bowl quarterback Dan Pastorini. Like I mentioned earlier, Dan first joined us back on March 15th of 2012. Tonight is his eighth appearance with us. Dan was a show favorite from the first time that we met him. His full name, Dante Anthony Pastorini, is easily our favorite, especially for two paisans like Bob and I. Dan is also a favorite of Bob's father, so having him on the show was a match made in heaven. Dan played his college ball at Santa Clara. He was a first-round draft pick, the number 3 overall selection in 1971 by the Houston Oilers. Played in the league from 1971 to 1983 with the Oilers, Raiders, Rams, and Eagles. Was a Pro Bowl selection in 1975, and Dan was a tough quarterback. Only missed 5 games from 1971 to 1979, playing through broken ribs and a punctured lung at one point. He was the first to ever wear a flak jacket in order to protect those broken ribs. After football, Dan raced hydroplane boats, drove in drag races. He won here in Atlanta at the NHRA Southern Nationals in 1986. He's written a book titled Taking Flak, My Life in the Fast Lane. He's been a great friend, and we're honored to induct him tonight into our Guest Hall of Fame. Good evening, Dan. Chris and Bob here. Thanks so much for all you've meant to us over the years.
Hey, guys. Thank you very much. I'm totally honored by the this class that you've chosen to induct in here with Chad Brown, Mark Collis, Nick Lowry, Billy Sample, and Willie Simmons. I mean, what a great group of guys, and I'm just honored and thrilled. And it's nice to see my name on a baseball bat again. I hadn't seen that since my college days. And it was a Louisville Slugger.
There you go.
Dan, you must have been interviewed tens of thousands of times over the years. Has the media changed at all from what it was like when you first started being interviewed, from your time in college to all the years that you were in the NFL? Has the media changed to how it interacts with you and how it has interviewed you over the years?
Yeah, I think it's definitely changed. I think there's much more, commercialism, I guess you'd call it, that's more in-depth and wanting to go further than just the playing field. You know, they... In years past, people really didn't care what went on off the field, but now there's more attention, I think, to that than what the athletes do on the field. And, I just think that's a little bit tough to swallow sometimes for an old timer like me, but, you know, that's just the way the game is. It has changed. And, I think the media just has more access than they did in years past.
Dan, I thought that's where you might go, and I was curious to get your thoughts. You know, at what point did you start to recognize that the media became more about sensationalism and being more intrusive and talking about people's personal lives and doing all that sort of stuff? When did all of that sort of switch for you?
I don't know when it. I guess it probably started. It started in our era in the 70s when I remember Elmo Wright used to do his little dance in the end zone after the touchdown pass. I remember Billy Johnson doing the funky chicken the first time here. You know, I went up to him and said, "Hey, Billy, we don't do that here because we don't need to piss those guys off on the other side of the field there any more than they already are." And after his third touchdown that day, I told him, "Billy, you just dance all you want. We'll handle the rest of it." So I think there's a little bit of showmanship that goes hand in hand with the game. But then I think Billy was a very unselfish player. He was a team player from the get go. And it got to be a rallying cry when he did that. And, kind of fired everybody up both offensively and defensively. So it was kind of a motivational thing for us and something to rally around. But now I just think there's a lot more individualism in the game today. And that I don't like. It takes away from the team culture and what the game really has been built around for all the years it's been in existence. You know, it's an unselfish giving of each player for one goal. And that's the way we played it. And that's the way that I think that I'd like to remember it.
Dan, speaking of Hall of Fames, I know how happy you were for your teammate Robert Brazil when he was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame earlier this summer. Talk about what you remember about Robert.
Well, I remember the first day in practice, he would stay out, he'd come out early, he'd run patterns with the receivers, he'd stay afterwards and run sprints with the receivers. And he was pushing them pretty good. I think he made our receivers a little bit faster. And he was never, I never showed up in the field without him being on the field there before me. And I walked up to him the first week and I said, you keep this work ethic up, you're going to be in the Hall of Fame. And the thing that really killed me was that I wasn't able to be there to share it with him. My flight got canceled from Houston to Canton. And I've already ranted and raved about the airline enough. I'm not going to single them out on your radio show because I don't know if they're a sponsor or not, but it really kind of hurt me because it was really something I was looking forward to. I wanted to be there with him. He's like a brother to me, still is. And it just really, I was very disappointed. We had a group of three of us that were going to go up there and support him and be a part of his agency and everything. And then unfortunately, because of the airline, we weren't able to do it. So, but I'm proud of him. He's one of the best human beings in the world and the hardest worker. And I was really pleased with his speech. I was proud of him because I told him before he went in, I said, you're going to be the last one of them. And I said, I know I'm going to be proud of you, but I said, I want you to be special. And when the way he delivered his speech from the heart, I just really was moved by his words. I know what it meant for him and his father to accept that award and to be part of the Hall of Fame. And like he said at the end, you know, he walked away from the game the way a lot of us walk away from the game, unfortunately. You know, we didn't leave in our own terms. You know, we were just kind of cast aside. And I could identify with that. And, now he's come home, as he said. And that's a full circle. And, I'm very proud for him and proud of him.
Bob, questions for Dan?
Yeah, Dan, and congrats on the award. And it's a pleasure to have you back. And we talked
Thanks,
to
Bob.
Jonathan Wells last week, who played for the Texans, Dan, in the early 2000s, and he had nothing but good things to say about Houston as a sports town, a place to hang out, a place to live. Was it like that back for you in the 70s?
It was when we started winning. Naturally, this town is accustomed to winning down here. We went through some tough years. My first few years here, we were 4-9-1. We were 1-13 back to back, 72-73. And then we started turning it around in 74 when Sid Gilman came here. I think we went 8-8-8 or 7-7, whatever the schedule was that year. And then, Bum took over and then we started winning. And then that got to be habitual. Just missed the playoffs in 75, I think, or 76. And then, we made it to the playoffs in 78 and 79. And that was the Lucky Blue era. And this town is never seen anything like that in sports, with the exception of our Astros. And under the circumstances last year, what this town went through and what those players meant to the city and going all the way and winning the World Series was very emotional for the city and very emotional for the fans that followed them. And we're very proud of them. And that I will bow to. Before that, there's never been anything that came close to Love You Blue. But the Astros last year winning the World Series definitely surpassed us, and my hat's off to them. They're a wonderful organization, and I've been a fan. I've watched more baseball in the last 2 years with those guys than I have my whole lifetime. And, we're in a battle right now to go back, and this town's going crazy again, so it's kind of fun. But, you know, it's been a long time. It's a long road, especially in football. This town's a football city, no question. They're also a baseball city. But unfortunately, the Texans just haven't really raised the level of the bar any at all. It's been kind of a disappointment. But, they've been around for, 16 years now or so, or something like that. And, have only made the playoffs, I think, once or twice and been eliminated early. So they just keep changing coaches and they keep changing things. So I think there's a lack of knowledge over there as far as what football's about. And, I think they could have gone about their business a little bit differently and been more successful had they reached out to people like Bum Phillips, myself and others have been there and, were willing to help. But, they chose to take a different path and you know, God bless them and hope, I wish them well. I'd like them to win. I want to see what it's going to be like if this city sees a contender again in football. I want to be alive to see it. So I can compare it to Love You Blue, but Love You Blue was special to me.
And your memories of the Astrodome, damn, I've talked to guys that played baseball there. They've had some funny stories. It just seemed like a very dark place, the concrete that they played on, and so much funny thing. But my goodness, one of the wonders of the world. But how was it as an athlete?
Well, let me tell you something. It was a lot better than playing in Cleveland or Buffalo or Pittsburgh in December.
Sure.
It might have been hard. It might have been a strange field. But we always had 70-degree weather, no wind. But, you know, something, it was tough. It was a bad field. I mean, it was, the playing surface was horrendous. And, I mean, I remember being introduced at times and running on the field and tripping over a pothole on the 10-yard line. So, falling down on my face. So, it's not one of the better fields in the world, but it's a special place to the people that had the privilege of participating in there, both in baseball and football. And, you know, it's a landmark here. It's been designated a historical marker. I know it's cost the city of Houston, but it's kind of like the Alamo to the state of Texas. You know, people talk about the two most famous buildings in Texas. They come up with the Alamo first, and the Astrodome second.
Dan, before we let you go, you've become a great partner with us here on the show with your company, DP Quality Foods. You can find all of Dan's great products online at dpqualityfoods.com. But, Dan, remind our listeners about the wonderful spices and products that you have available.
Well, I really appreciate you guys helping promote the product. And because of you, you know, we're starting to pick up a little bit. We have now moved into Walmart, and we're on walmart.com. And we're in the about 150 local Walmarts here in Texas. And sales are starting to pick up a little bit. We're starting to turn the company around, which is really a labor of love, a lot of hard work. But the more and more people that try it, the more and more people share it. And the more people that share it, the more people buy it. So we're happy about our reception on social media and your guys promoting it. And I'm very grateful and always will be. And, you know, we look forward to, you know, increasing this thing and making it bigger and better and maybe come out with some different products.
So, Dan, let our listeners know, how can they follow you online and on social media as well?
You can follow us on social media on Facebook and Instagram, and you can get us online at walmart.com. You can go to amazon.com, and we are also at dpqualityfoods.com.
Well, Dan, thank you. Not only for joining us tonight, but for being such a great guest on the show over the many years you've been joining us. It has been a privilege getting to know you and having you on the show 8 times now. We hope you'll continue to come back and share your stories and your insights with us because you're fantastic.
I appreciate it, guys. You guys are always a pleasure to talk to, and thanks for the honor of being inducted into your 7th year, which is important to me, and your Hall of Fame. I'm very proud and honored. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. All the best to you and your family. We'll catch up again real soon.
Okay, guys. Thanks.
Take care, Dan.
See you, Dan. That's former Houston Oilers Pro Bowl quarterback Dan Pastorini. What a great guy, Bob. I love that guy.
Same here. My father's smiling right now, I could tell you, because my guy, just that Dante Anthony was his man, Chris. And it's only fitting we honor him like we did tonight. That was special.